Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on podcasthealth.com. That's where you should get all your podcasts from, relating to health, or of course, iHeart, Apple Play, or RadioMD.com. You can even get them at foryoungevity.com, one of our sponsors for Young, Y-O-U-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y, foryoungevity.com. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and there's an enormous amount of important medical news that's pertinent to you in the news of the week this week. And before we get there, let me just remind you that our other sponsor, in addition to foryoungevity.com, is lifefirstnaturals.com, the makers of Releasium. If you have problems with one of the GLP-1s, ask your doc about trying Releasium, R-E-L-I-S-S-I-U-M, Releasium, over the counter, 2 days before and the day of and 2 days after the new shot for the GLP-1s, then it takes away 70% of constipation, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. It's really quite special in the blogosphere and now in the anecdotal epidemiologic studies. Randomized controlled trials, those have been done on Truebiotics and bovine colostrum, as well as Direscue. And those really help for those specific conditions, lifefirstnaturals.com. The news of the week starts with, get your doc to order biomarkers. Biomarkers we have for rheumatoid arthritis, for osteoarthritis, for cardiac disease, for Alzheimer's disease, and for inflammatory dementias. Why? What's the new genetic data saying? Well, it's saying that it isn't one protein that is associated with these, but in fact, in rheumatoid arthritis, it was 75 different genetic abnormalities are associated with it. In the Millions Veterans study, it's 99 with just one of the cardiac diseases. And with the inflammatory dementias, they found 66 different genes involved. What does that mean? Well, the only thing I know that gets rid of all of them is therapeutic plasma exchange. That really should prevent them by getting rid of it. I just had my fifth treatment today. I still feel wonderful. I still feel half of my calendar age. Hopefully you will too. Therapeutic plasma exchange. Want to find out more? Go to lifespan-edge.com/research, where all the research is tabulated. New promising HIV treatment. It actually gets rid of the virus. We'll find out more about that. And that's our longevity is the next disruptor story of the day. A single infusion of HIV fighting molecules got rid of all of the HIV because it turned on some immune cells that carry two molecules that bind HIV and that kill infected cells. So maybe you can stop taking the antiviral drugs. Not yet, but that's coming on the horizon. Our wellness foreplay segment of the week is actually let the children play. What do we mean by that? Well, this is really a very good data set. The nation's leading pediatricians, that's the American College of Physicians, said recess is critical to academic, physical, social, and emotional development. And they've actually looked at the data. And the problem is up to 40% of U.S. school districts have either reduced or eliminated recess just since the end of 1999. That's horrible. Among schools offering recess, this is actually ridiculous too, less than 10 minutes to over an hour. Countries like the United Kingdom, Japan, and Denmark, it's 45 to 50 minutes as a routine every day. That's what we think it should be in the United States. story three is a well beyond wellness story, and I've tabled it well beyond wellness number four, which shows you how many well beyond wellness stories we have that matter to you. Healthcare stocks have taken it on the chin. They're now down essentially since the beginning of the year. The healthcare stocks are down on the year as opposed to, and they have an 8.3 weighting in the Standard & Poor's, 58 different stocks. Their market cap is less than one wonderful NVIDIA and also less than Apple. So 58 stocks, the entire healthcare university of stocks is worth less than Apple and NVIDIA. Well beyond wellness story number three, are hospitals stealing from patients? And it turns out federal 340B is a program that gives hospitals significant discounts on drugs that are supposed to help the American poor, but the hospitals seem to be marking these up when they recharge others by a considerable amount. That seems like stealing to this author. Next story, do you have the fiber it takes to live stronger and longer? Turns out that most Americans do. This is a study of 8 years of data on more than 1,700 adults and showed that for every 10 gram increase in fiber, you had a cardiovascular decrease death rate of 23% and from all causes by 21%. How do you get 10 grams of fiber? Well, there's 10 grams in one medium avocado, 2/3 cups of black beans, and 1/4 cup of fresh raspberries, 2 slices of 100% whole wheat bread. So 18 grams, 1 cup of boiled lentils, and a bit more than 1 cup of boiled split peas. You can get good fiber recipes also in the What to Eat When cookbook that I co-authored. The next study is the Automega story. Walking 8,500 steps a day, you can measure it on your Apple phone or your Android phone, helps prevent and stops weight gain after dieting has stopped. Once you've gotten to your ideal weight and you stop doing the specific diets, then weight, if you will, walking helps you maintain that weight loss in a very substantial way. That's very good news, I must admit. So hope you take that to heart. Allergic diseases are associated with an increased Parkinson's, maybe because the nerve that runs through the nose, the spinal cord nerve called the olfactory, where you smell, goes right to the brainstem where Parkinson's disease causes and is associated with inflammation of that area. Maybe that's related. Sarcopenia, lower grip strength, slower walking pace is all linked to about a doubling of your risk for stroke. So get strong by doing resistance exercises. This is especially needed for those of us taking the GLPs, even in small doses. Why does the APOE2 gene help decrease neurologic disease? Well, it's the same reason, apparently, that speed of processing games do. That is, the APOE gene turns on genes that cause repair of the neuron and of the DNA in the neuron. So, Roizen rule for younger you, stay abreast of modern developments. We may have a way of turning on the APOE2 gene in each of us that has it, maybe editing APOE4s into E2 with gene editing, and that may not only decrease dementia by a decrease in inflammation, but may actually cause repair of the neurons that are damaged the same exact way that it occurs with speed of processing games such as freeze frame and double decision of brainhq.com. Now, this one is a surprise to me, but it's again Automega number two. And the Automega segment number two is, if you're approaching menopause, get thin. Why? because the severity of menopausal symptoms is directly related to total obesity and especially to what we call abdominal or visceral obesity. So get thin. And the Lewy body dementia, that's longevity, is the next disruptor story. The last one of the day, number two, it is dementia with the Lewy bodies is predominantly, and Lewy body affects your frontal lobes, your executive decision-making areas, but it's directly related to age and increases sharply with age. Again, therapeutic plasma exchange appears a good opportunity for that. We don't have good data on it like we do for Alzheimer's. So where have we been for today's stories? Let me go over them quickly again and remind you our sponsors, and we hope you go to their websites, foryoungevity.com, sign up for the free newsletter. You can also get more of my newsletters at michaelfroisenmd.substack.com, but foryoungevity.com, and the other one, of course, is LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Releaseum, something that really helps when you get a GLP shot and side effect of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. It works on both of them. And the other drugs are Trubiotics and Bovine Colostrum and Dye Rescue. New promising treatment for preventing rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, cardiac disease, Alzheimer's, and inflammatory dementias. Get your doctor to order the biomarkers. Those biomarkers we now know for rheumatoid arthritis, for Alzheimer's disease, for cardiac disease, and inflammatory dementia show up usually as much as 20 years earlier than the clinical symptoms. Longevity is the next disruptor. There's a new prominent HIV treatment that may eliminate the need for daily, weekly, or monthly treatments of the retrovirus-treating drugs. Let the children play. 40% of the U.S. school districts have either eliminated or drastically reduced recreation time. Please fight it to get it up again. Healthcare stocks take it on the chin as well beyond wellness story number four, and the healthcare inflation is about half of the national average now. National average for inflation. Greater fiber intake reduces the mortality risk in patients with hyperlipidemia and any risk. So get every 10 gram increase is important. Enjoy avocados, black beans, or whatever you enjoy that's full of fiber. Chronic allergic diseases are well beyond wellness story number one. It's associated with Parkinson's disease. Protect your nose. Chronic allergies are not benign. Walk 8,500 steps seems to prevent to be the secret number to prevent weight gain after dieting. Sarcopenia, lower grip strength, sore walking. Try and increase all of those. Strengthen your muscles because those are all, if you got those three, you have a doubling, more than a doubling, of your stroke risk in the next year. The ApoE gene, E2 gene, why does it protect? It turns on the repair neurons in your brain the same way speed of processing games do. Abdominal obesity, get rid of it if you're nearing menopause because it really worsens your menopause symptoms significantly. And Lewy body dementia, that's the one where executive functioning goes first. It is really increasing greatly. As we get older, you can prevent it again with, we think, therapeutic plasma exchange. Thanks very much again for listening. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen reminding you, foryoungevity.com. That's four, Y, the number four, Y-O-U-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y.com. And LifeFirstNaturals.com are our sponsors. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. I hope you are too.